What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report to Mexico, to a strange story that is suggestive of a Hollywood movie. The questionable cartel is called the Sinaloa Cartel, and a man who founded it is in jail forever. Guzman is his name in the U.S. The co-founder is a man who's got a name called El Mayo, Ismael El Mayo Zambada. Now, here's the part of the story the professor needs to help me on. El Mayo is now in custody in the U.S., having landed at El Paso Airport. Mexican drug lord Ismael El Mayo Zambada was tricked by the son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and forced to board a plane bound for the United States last month. The statement distributed by Zambada's lawyer provides the drug lord's version of how U.S. authorities were able to capture him. Both Zambada, co-founder of the Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, who is believed to have headed another faction of the criminal group. Professor, this is mighty strange to me from the outside. I think Zambada, an alleged criminal of global proportion, is complaining that he was tricked. Is that how to read this? Is there some kind of relationship between the drug lords and law enforcement that resembles something like medieval chivalry? Help me.
Well, John, we may never know quite what happened, but a little bit of history on this, as you alluded to, there was an evolution of the relationship between the Colombian narcos and the Mexican, what started out intermediaries, especially feeding the U.S. market from really the 1970s and 1980s until now. So one of the classic old school cartels of the Sinaloa cartel, came to be a very large franchise organization with reaching into Europe, reaching into Asia, even working with the Chinese to source chemical precursors for synthetic drugs, reaching through South America to manage flows that were going through South America towards Europe. This franchise cartel, Sinaloa, its key boss, El Chapo Guzman, was actually arrested several times, but the third one seemed to have stuck. He was extradited to the United States, where he is serving time in a federal penitentiary. But El Chapo's disappearance from Sinaloa left two groups in power. His co-founder that you pointed out, El Mayo Zambada, and essentially his four children, and one of whom was Joaquin Guzman Lopez. And so those two groups within the franchised organization kind of cooperated and were kind of rivals in Sinaloa's continuing global operations. So the interesting thing here was that one of what they call the Chapitos, Joaquin Guzman Lopez, persuaded or maybe kidnapped El Mayo Zambada, who, again, a much older figure. Remember, El Mayo Zambada had basically seen Chapo's kids grow up from the time that they were little, and so this was a partner in crime, but he was also somebody that he had known from the time he was a kid. Somehow persuaded or kidnapped him to get on a plane. The story that was told was that they were going to have a talk with the governor of Sinaloa, Ruben Rocha, which not surprising given the penetration of Sinaloa by the cartel. Supposedly, they were going to meet another leading political figure in Sinaloa, Hector Cuen. But when they got on the plane, apparently they flew not just to Sinaloa to have a meeting there, but they flew all the way to El Paso, which is, of course, right on the border. And El Mayo actually was relatively subdued and calm when he got off the plane. No signs of struggle or screaming or anything like that, although immediately came out and said, no, I was kidnapped. And even Joaquin Guzman Lopez actually pleaded not guilty, which is kind of weird. But what it appears likely happened is that Joaquin Guzman Lopez probably made some sort of deal with U.S. authorities to bring them both in. But either one or both needs to appear to not have cooperated or come, by their own will, because that is a death sentence back in Mexico. But the bottom line is that you now have not only the one head of the cartel remaining, El Mayo Zambada, but you now with Joaquin Guzman Lopez, you now have the second. So now two of the four Chapitos that were kind of running things. And so what is likely is that with this internationally franchised cartel, that's a big hit to their organization, especially when their arch rival, the Jalisco Nueva Generacion cartel, will likely see this as an opportunity to encroach on their territory, as they have continued to do for, now more than a decade throughout Mexico in different ways. What I fear is that this is likely to unleash a new round of violence between Jalisco Nueva Generacion and a weakened Sinaloa cartel across Mexico and in some other international lines of supply, which will play out in the coming months.
Professor Avenelis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.